And why did you come to England? কেন আসছেন?
Why did you come to England? I came for higher study.
Okay, কোন স্টাডি? কোন কলেজে
যাবেন? I came for higher study. For three years. Then I should have gone back. But when I got the degree, I left this country, so I did not go back, and I took up a job in the British Civil Service.
Okay. And did you assume a better life? Did you assume?
And then I was having a better life, what I was having in Dhaka.
Okay. Okay. Did you know anybody when you came? When you came?
I did not know anybody.
No.
I was alone. When I came to Victoria Station, where shall I go in a city like London? So suddenly it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person looked like Bangladeshi.
Mm-hmm.
I found there, he was working there, and I went there to him and asked him, are you from Bangladesh? He said that I am. So bhai, I said, told him, brother, I am alone here. I don't know anybody here in London, you have to help me.
What were your biggest fears, hopes, expectation?
I did not have any
fear.
Any fears as such, because I took the decision, although I was the only son of my parents, I had six sisters, and my father and mother, they did not want me to come here.
Wow.
But I said, no, I was not born only to see my village and Dhaka. I must see the world. Yeah. And I came to London.
Okay,
so
good.
How to come?
Good.
Then I said, nobody knew. Then I went to British Council in Dhaka. They gave me the way and they got me admitted in the college, and I came to London for higher study.
Okay, good. Well, there's no fear. Hope and expectation.
And, my hope was that...
Bring your family.
As I will be working here, I should have earning better, more money than what I was earning in Bangladesh.
Okay.
And with those money, I would not forget my own
family.
Bangladesh. My village, because in my village especially, there was no system of education, there was no school, only a primary school, see?
Okay.
No high school, no college, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started establishing college, establishing school.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I had a high school. Then I started a high madrasa. Then I started an orphanage.
Orphanage. Then I opened
a girls' college.
Okay, mashallah. Shab Ghazipur hai, Ghazipur.
The girls had to go to far away place for Dhaka, and poor girls could not do that.
Okay.
And they were being deprived of education.
Yes.
So I opened the girls' college. That college is now well established. There are now about 300 students attending that college.
Excellent.
And then I established, not only that, I established a technical college, and where there are about 500 students now attending.
Excellent.
For technical college, because once they get training in computer and software and all that, they get job straight away.
Excellent.
So there are more demand for that college.
Okay, very good. Did you ever feel like going back to Bangladesh? Permanently?
I never felt like going back to Bangladesh permanently.
Okay.
But almost every year
I
used to go to Bangladesh.
Okay.
And then, as I saw, there was no school and college in my area, so I started establishing those institutions.
Did you face any communication problems? Communication problem.
You see, England is a country where there is no bar. See, in some places like South Africa, only the white people was allowed first and the black people later. But in London there is equal. No such thing. Okay. All are equal. Excellent. So we could travel by bus and underground tube lines easily with them.
No problem. They
did not used to discriminate.
Okay, good. What were your long-term or short-term goals?
My long-term idea was to establish myself there and gradually here help poor people. Not only I brought my own relatives and friends who wanted to come to this country, they came here, and altogether I brought 20 people to this country.
Yeah, 20 people here.
And now altogether, they had their own families. Now there are about 60 people, all relatives to me.
Okay.
এই যে নাতিরা যে এখন ইংলিশে কথা বলতে হয়, তো তুমি কি ফিল করো যে আমার বাংলাটা তারা বুঝতেছে না, বাংলাটা আমার লস্ট হয়ে গেছে আমার ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ?
Although when my grandchildren come, I start talking to them in English, but sometimes I also put in Bangladeshi, so that I also invite them that don't forget your mother country. So also try to learn Bangla, but they do not have any opportunity because there is no Bengali school.